Hi, I'm Travis from John's Napa and Humboldt, your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, and SUV. If you're shopping for OEM and replacement parts, come see us. Tools and equipment, brakes, filters, Interstate batteries, we've got it all. John's Napa also stocks many other items for heavy-duty truck and farming equipment. We're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7 to noon. John's Napa is located on Highway 3, east of Humboldt.
Your home for Wildcat Sports. KHBT Humboldt, 97.7 The Bolt.
Zimmel Roofing and Exteriors is a premier roofing contractor that offers roofing products and services to address your roofing issues. Investing in the right roofing system can prevent costly roof repairs and save you money in the long run. They have an industry knowledge and experience to deliver superior results every time. Depend on Zimmel Roofing and Exteriors for honest and timely roofing services at reasonable rates. After all, quality is expected, trust is earned. Call them today to get the best roof in town, 515-890-8993.
Bottom of the fourth inning in Clarion. Matt Scheer with you on 97.7 The Bolt. Wildcats trailing 3-1 as it will be the 4-5-6 hitters for the Wildcats against Jackson Anderson. Allowed an RBI single for the Wildcats with one out off the bat of Mason Van Pelt last inning. It was the first run for Humboldt, who trailed 3-0 going in to the bottom half of last inning. Griffin is lined to short. He hit a soft liner to Luke Furman, and that led things off back in the second inning. First pitch from Anderson is a breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike. Rote takes 0-1. Got another final to report to you from the Class 3A Substate 3 bracket. Waverly Shellrock knocks off Webster City 9-2 this evening. As it's a soft ball up the middle towards the bag at second. Griffin Grode able to beat it out on that soft ground ball back up towards shortstop, and Griffin Grode with an infield single. The Wildcats now the third hit of the ball game, leadoff hitter aboard as it brings up Keegan Grode. So again, the winner of this game will take on Algona. That will be at Algona High School on Monday night. Top seed Algona knocking off Charles City 10-0. And then Waverly Shellrock with a win over Webster City. They play the winner of Boone and Hampton Dumont Cal Monday night in the other semifinal in the substate. First pitch to Keegan Grote is cut on and missed. A fastball at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Wildcats again have the tying run at the plate. Last time that happened in the fourth inning, Keegan Grote was able to tie it up against the Spencer Tigers. Pickoff attempt over to first base. Back in safely is Griffin. And Keegan coincidentally tied up that game against Spencer by driving in his brother Griffin on the base paths with that two-run home run. The 0-1. Breaking ball. Grounded foul down the third base line. Keegan falls behind 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Runner at first base is Griffin after the infield single. Taking grounded to third last time. The 0-2. Missed outside. Runner going with Griffin Grote, and he's in safely. An awkward throw there from Stark as it came up short. And so Griffin Grote able to take second base. He's in scoring position. Count is 1-2 on Keegan. For Griffin, he's now a perfect 14 of 14 on the base paths this year. The 1-2. Breaking ball missed up and in. 2-2 on Keegan. The 2-2. Check swing went around on a high fastball, and Keegan is set down swinging for out number one. The one out with a runner at second base for Cohen Matson. Matson was able to advance up to second base on a two-out error. He would be stranded there. He was back in the second inning. has an RBI opportunity at second base, represents the tying run for Humboldt. As he swings at the first pitch and lifts it in the air towards right field, Keaton Jepson retreating, makes the catch, tagging from second, heading over to third is Griffin Grote. So the flyout by Mattson to right field gets the runner over to third with two outs. Wildcats trying to whittle away at this lead for Clear Lake. Well, Chase Hansen, who flied out in foul ground in right field to end the second, will stand in. Base hit. It's just a one-run ball game. First pitch to Hansen, and it's a breaking ball that's high for ball one. Well, the great thing about Hansen is you look at the way he's been able to get on base. Yes, the average is a little bit low this year, but his ability to get on base over 20 walks this year has been quite impressive. The 1-0 is a strike on the outside corner as Hansen tanks. It's 1-1. 21 walks to 36 strikeouts this year at the plate. The 1-1. Breaking ball that's looped towards right field, falls in for a base hit. Chase Hansen with an RBI single, and the Wildcats strike for their second run with two outs on the bloop single to right. Continuing to whittle away at this lead as Griffin scores, brings up Chase Flaherty, and it's Jackson Flaherty to run at first base in that courtesy running role. So two outs, runner at first, a run home in consecutive innings here for Humboldt. And all of a sudden, we're looking at a one-run ball game here with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Runner going on the first pitch, and it's in the dirt, and it's an easy steal for Jackson Flaherty in the scoring position. A tying run is at second, a 1-0 count on Chase Flaherty. Chase popped to short right center field. The second baseman was able to track it down back in the third and is only at bat. Flaherty with 12 RBIs this year. A 1-0 missed outside, 2-0 on Chase. For Jackson Flaherty, that was steal number 8. Of 9 this year on the base paths. 9 attempts, that is. The 2-0. Fastball up for ball 3. 3-0 count on Chase Flaherty. Two outs, tying run is at second base. That's his twin brother, Jackson. The 3-0. Fastball right down the middle, taken for a strike. It's 3-1. Flaherty was taking all the way there. Three balls, one strike, runner at second. The pitch, breaking ball, just nibbles on the top of the zone for a strike. It's 3-2. Anderson battles back after a 3-0 count, gets it to 3-2. Full count, two outs, tying run at second, bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch. Breaking ball spoiled by Flaherty to the screen. Count remains full here on Chase. Towards the back of the box, bounces the bat off the back shoulder. Again, the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got to Chase on the fastball for out number 3. Wildcats get a run home on the RBI single by Chase Hansen. They strand the tying run at second. We head to the fifth. 3-2 lead for Clear Lake in the first round of the sub-state bracket on your home for Humboldt Baseball.
Your home for Wildcat sports. KHBT Humboldt, 97.7 The Bolt.
Corn Belt Power knows you start each morning by planning your day's work. You know what jobs will happen near power lines and have a plan to keep workers, family, and yourself safe on the farm. Keep yourself and equipment at least 10 feet away from power lines in all directions at all times. Use a spotter when moving tall equipment and loads. Use qualified electricians for work on drying equipment and other farm electrical systems. Keep safety a priority on your farm. A message from your friends at Corn Belt Power, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Top of the fifth inning in Clarion. Matt Shear with you on 97.7. The Bolt Wildcats continue to whittle away at the lead for the Lions. They now trail 3-2 after the RBI single by Chase Hansen, the bloop to right. And now Valley Davis is back out for another inning of work. He has 81 pitches through four innings. It's the 2-3-4 hitters, Luke Furman to lead off. 0-2 in the ball game as he takes the first pitch down and in. 1-0 to start the fifth. Furman has struck out swinging. He's flied to center. The 1-0. Lined back up the middle for a base hit into center field. And it's a leadoff single for Luke Furman.
Now batting number 18, Jepson.
The all-time series between Humboldt and Clear Lake, it's always been close. You look back to 2008. The head-to-head, Humboldt has a game advantage, 20 wins to 19 Clear Lake victories. They split the season series this year back on May 27th. Davis with a runner on first, Keaton Jepson at the plate. And Jepson takes the first pitch strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Jepson has reached on an error tonight. He's also struck out looking. Has a run scored back in that third inning. Furman gets his lead off first. 0-1. Breaking ball misses high. 1-1. Well, one ball, one strike on Keaton Jepson. And a very good season coming in at 480 with the batting average. Pickoff attempt over to first base. Ball gets away. Time is called by the home plate umpire. In Kent Jorgensen, and it's a balk, so Furman's able to take second base. Unless he just gave him a warning because the ball got with her on the pickoff attempt. Oh, he actually was able to take second. Count is 1-1. The pitch. Strike on the inside corner, 1-2. Jepson in a hole here. One ball, two strikes. Has a runner on second. No outs. Clear Lake with a one-run lead. The man in scoring position here for Jepson. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase on the breaking ball. Jepson is sent down for the second time on a strikeout. And that's the first out of the fifth. Brings up Jackson Anderson, who's got an RBI single today and a ground out to third. One out with a runner on second base. Davis trying to pitch around the leadoff single here in the inning. First pitch, swung on and fouled back to the screen. Count is 0-1. Davis from the stretch. There's middle of the rubber. Comes set, holds at the belt. 0-1. This is high, 1-1 on Anderson. Anderson has driven in now 22 this year after that RBI single back in the third. The pitch, breaking ball at the knees for a strike. Anderson takes, it's 1-2. We're talking about an all game, that breaking ball. A good one from Davis. One ball, two strikes, one out, runner at second. Pickoff, attempt back to second base. Safely ahead of the throw, sliding back in is Luke Furman. Furman gets his lead off a second. Davis looks into Hansen for the sign. Anderson digs back in. Ball and two strikes on the hitter. Davis comes home. Breaking ball misses high, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Jackson Anderson. The pitch is hit in the air towards short center field. Chase Flaherty running it a long way, and it's a second baseman, Kyler Sirks, makes an over-the-shoulder grab for out number two. Staying put at second is Furman. And the batter will be Tanner Nelson. Nelson has a strikeout looking. He's also got a single and a run scored. Davison out away from getting out of the jam, keeping this a one-run deficit. First pitch missed off the outside corner. It's 1-0. Nelson, flying with the hands behind the right ear. 1-0 is in the dirt, blocked by Hanson as Furman heads back to the bag at second. Count is 2-0. Davis has had 94 pitches. Pitch count starting to become a factor here for the right-hander. The pitch. 2-0 misses in, 3-0 on Nelson. Oh, 3-0. Missed in for ball four. Nelson reaches. Runners on first and second here with two outs.
Now batting number 21, Hudson Carney.
Well, Hudson Carney, a walk, a run scored, and a strikeout swinging tonight. Davis sits with 96 pitches here with two outs in the top of the fifth inning. Runners on first and second. It's a one-run lead for Clear Lake. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Down is 0-1 on Carney. Davis comes set, holds at the belt. The 0-1. Breaking ball misses high, 1-1. Davis approaching the century mark in that pitch count. The 1-1. Missed in on the off-speed pitch. It's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Runners on first and second. Davis, a couple looks to second. And time is called as Hudson Carney requesting it, and the home plate umpire Ken Jorgensen granting it. Two balls, one strike, two outs, runners on first and second. Davis trying to preserve a one-run deficit. The pitch fouled back out of play. It's 2-2. Two-two count on Hudson Carney. Davis trying to get out of the jam here in the fifth. The 2-2. Line to right field. Falls in for a base hit. Rounding third is Furman. The throw comes in to the cutoff man, Griffith Groat. It's a two-out RBI single for Hudson Carney. And the Clear Lake Lions are back up by two as Carney comes through for Clear Lake. Going first to third on the RBI single is Tanner Nelson. Valley Davis will be relieved on the mound. Pitching change coming up. Wildcats trail by two with two outs in the top of the fifth. We'll have the change after this in your home for Humboldt Baseball.
Abens Marty Kern Agency and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why they support the success of our hardworking student athletes as they help build tomorrow. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Abens Marty Kern Agency, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 332-2953 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, S.I.
For more than 40 years, Erpeling Voigt & Company, LLP, has been providing tax preparation, business planning, financial reporting services, and personal financial planning. Hi, my name is Kevin Marcel. As a progressive accounting firm employing the latest technology, we have developed a reputation for professional excellence through the consistent, high-quality services we provide. We currently serve over 3,000 small to mid-sized clients and still maintain an emphasis on quality. Call us today for all your tax needs at 515-332-2701.
Kyler Sirks' new pitcher for the Humboldt Wildcats as Valley Davis goes 4 2/3 innings. We'll calculate his final line here in a moment, but Tyler Serks coming out in relief. He'll make his 11th appearance. He has three starts on the year, 5-1, 25 innings pitched, a 167 batting average against. He's allowed 8 runs, only 4 of them earned on 16 hits, 11 walks, 25 strikeouts, a 1.12 ERA for Serks, and a 1.08 walks and hits per innings pitched. He inherits 2 runners on base, runner on third, runner on first. With his team in a 4-2 deficit, and Nick Haugland, the scheduled batter for the Clear Lake Lions. Looks like Chase Flaherty comes in towards second base, and Valley Davis will head out into center field. So just a rotation, clockwise rotation, as Davis heads out to center. Flaherty goes from center to second, Serks from second to the pitching mound. As Haugland, who's reached on an error and grounded to third tonight, will be the first batter that Kyler Serks faces. Been described as a bulldog by head coach Jason Thurm, brings that wrestling mentality out 60 feet 6 inches to the mound. So Serks comes set as he works from the stretch. First pitch with the runner going, it's a strike. Pump fake on the throw down from Hanson as will allow Carney to take second base without a throw. 0-1 count here on Haugland with runners at second and third. Serks will now go from the windup. The 0-1. Missed outside, 1-1. It's a chase pitch there, trying to get Haugland to reach out over that outer corner. Ball and a strike here with two outs. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Went in on the hands. Induced the swing and miss, and it's 1-2. Serks kicks and deals a 1-2. This is outside, backhanded by Hanson. Count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2. This is high, 3-2 on Haugland. If he were to reach, Nick Strayer awaits on deck. The 3-2. Swing and a foul tip in and out of the glove of Hanson to the backstop. Count stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes here in Haugland. Full count with 2 outs. Runners on second and third. Run already home for the Lions. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Serks sets down Haugland for out number 3. Inherits a pair of base runners, gets a strikeout, and heads to the bottom of the 5th inning with the 3rd out. Wildcats now trail 4-2. We're back after this on your home for Humble Baseball.
For the past 50 years, Hogslat has made it their business to provide producers with the most cost-effective production equipment available. You can rely on it. We stock everything you need to get your swine and poultry barns ready for the summer months ahead. With over 30 stores in the Midwest, you can stop by a local store near you today or shop online at hogslat.com. Hogslat, the country's largest manufacturer of poultry and hog production equipment.
At Humboldt's Hometown Fairway Grocery Store, their employees strive to uphold their company values each and every day by providing fresh, high-quality meat and produce and treating their customers like family while taking pride in delighting them with personalized service, efficient shopping, and low competitive prices. Your Hometown Fairway Food Store is proud of all of our local Humboldt Wildcats and is proud to support this broadcast. So go Cats!
Bottom of the 5th inning in Clarion. The Clear Lake Lions with a 4-2 lead after adding a run on the 2-out RBI single by Hudson Carney. It's the 9-1-2 hitters, Avion Sutterfield. He has a walk and a run scored. Will lead things off, followed by Mason Van Pelt and Valley Davis. Class 3A, Substate 3, first round. Winner faces Algona Monday night. First pitch from Jackson Anderson is high for ball one on the fastball. The 1-0. Fastball misses low, 2-0. Well, Sutterfield had worked it full. He ended up seeing 7 pitches where he which led to the walk. Eventually the RBI single by Mason Van Pelt. The 2-0. So a strike at the knees, 2-1 as Sutterfield takes. The 2-1. This is high, 3-1 on Sutterfield. Through four plus innings. The first batter here about to deliver 65th pitch of the night here for Anderson. A 3-1. Sutterfield skies this one in foul ground. First base side, and it's dropped by the first baseman, Tanner Nelson. In and out of his glove, about halfway between home plate and first base. About 10 steps from the dugout. And it just goes to strike two in the scorebook. Sutterfield has new life here. Full count again on the nine hitter for Humboldt in as many plate appearances. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball had him tied up, and that's out number one in the fifth.
Now batting number 15, Mason Van Pelt.
Back to the top of the order, third time through for Jackson Anderson. He'll face Mason Van Pelt. Pair of singles. The second one was an RBI single. They got the Wildcats their first of two runs here tonight. First pitch bounces to the plate. It's 1-0. Now for Humboldt coming in, they have had a first-round exit in the sub-state playoffs three consecutive years. Last time was 2021, which they were able to make it to the second round. Wildcat team is 9 years removed from their last state appearance in 2016. As the 1-0 is hit the knees for a strike, it's 1-1. A 1-1. Van Pelt grounds it deep in the hole at short. Backhanded by Furman. Throw is high as Van Pelt's able to beat it out. So Van Pelt reaches for the third time in this game. Brings up Valley Davis. And the Wildcats once more in this game have the tying run at the plate. Trailing 4-2. One out. Runner at first base. Got the big bounce up here with Davis, followed by Isaiah Busick. Davis rests the bat on his shoulders. He stands in from the left side. First pitch skips in the dirt, past the catcher, Stark to the backstop. And Van Pelt takes off on the wild pitch. He's into scoring position at second. A 1-0 count here on Valley Davis. The clutch moments he's had this year. It was a scoreless game, and Algona's only conference loss of the year. It was at the hands of Humboldt. Davis broke the scoreless time with a home run off Aiden Ulrich. With that point, he just given up one earned run in 24 innings. The 1-0 is in the dirt, 2-0 on Davis. Two balls, no strikes on Valley Davis. The pitch. In the dirt for ball three. 3-0 count on Valley. Runner at second base. That's Mason Van Pelt. Valley has three homers, 16 RBIs this year. The 3-0. Fastball at the knees along that inside corner. Davis takes it, 3-1. Well, three balls, one strike, the count on Davis. He struck out and fly to center tonight. And Pelt gets his lead off second. The pitch misses down and in for ball four. Wildcats have two on with one out. And look who's strolling up to the plate. It's the man they call Big Cat. And now a visit from the Clear Lake coaching staff. It's the first mound visit of the game for the Lions. Of course, this is the most precarious position that Anderson has been in here today. He's got one out with runners on first and second. And one of the most potent lineups or potent bats we've seen in this Humboldt lineup for quite some time over his career in Isaiah Busick. Busick has lined into a double play. He's grounded to third. You can just make an inference off those couple of plate appearances. He is due to find a hole. And the droves of Humboldt fans had made their way along Highway 3 east out of Humboldt here to Clarion. After the game was moved from Humboldt due to the field conditions here with the turf field in Clarion being a viable option, are trying to will Isaiah Busick into making something happen here with one out and two on. Runners on first and second. First pitch to Busick, and it's a fastball that misses high, 1-0. Big Cat this year is hitting 321, OPS of 956, two home runs, 23 RBIs. A 1-0. Fastball misses outside. Anderson reaching back. Velocity starting to tick up here. He knows the situation. Two balls, no strikes. One out. The pitch. Fastball's at the belt. Busick takes it for strike one. Ampel gets his lead off of second base. Over at first, it's Valley Davis. Anderson gives a look to second. The pitch. Misses high for ball three. Well, Griffin Grotz awaiting on deck as it's a 3-1 count here on Busick. One out in the inning. 3 3-ball counts this inning for Anderson. It's back-to-back 3-ball counts. The 3-1. Breaking ball is hit in the air towards right center field. This will get down to the alleyway. Rounding third and heading for home, Van Pelt. Davis rounds third. It's a game-tying RBI double for Isaiah Busick. How about it? Oh, he said he was due, and he delivered in the right center field alleyway. And now Busick, they run for at second base as he gets a nice ovation from the Humboldt crowd here. It will be Dawson Slater at second base. After the RBI double by Isaiah Busick. 4-4 ball game with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. The go-ahead run at second base is Slater. Groat with a single, a run scored in a lineout. Hits one softly up the middle, fielded at second by Haugland. Over to first, and not in time. He's able to beat it out. Infield single for Griffin Groat. Another softly hit ball. And the Wildcats now have runners on the corners with one out in the inning. Keegan Groat had a game-tying two-run shot back on Wednesday in the regular season finale against Spencer. Now has a chance to give his team the lead here in the sub-state first round matchup against the Lions. Two runs home here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch count has climbed to 80 for Jackson Anderson. At Humboldt dugout coming to life here with one out. The pitch is a strike at the knees, was mishandled by Stark, and it's a stolen base as Griffin was on the move. He takes second. Count is 0-1 on Keegan. He has struck out swinging tonight. He's grounded to third. Base hit could bring home two. And time is called. Here is Keegan requesting that at home. Granted by home plate umpire Ken Jorgensen. 0-1 count on Groat. The pitch swings and misses at a fastball above the letters. Count is 0-2. Groat with a look of displeasure on his face knew that he chased a high one there. 0-2. From the windup, Anderson. The pitch. Groat fouls it back out of play. Pitch was a little lower around the letters. Count stays at 0-2. Grote is the RBI leader for this team with 28. .27 and .28 came home on the two-run shot on Wednesday. The 0-2 misses high. 1-2 after the fastball was upstairs. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Had him chasing on the outer edge. Nice pitch from Anderson, and there's two down in the inning. Now we have Cohen Matson. He's able to reach second on an error. Errant throw over at first base from the third baseman, Lester, and then flew out to right. Last inning. It's the seventh man to bat in the inning for Humboldt. Wildcats have tied things here in the fifth. A clutch. Two RBI double off the bat of Isaiah Busick to the right center field alleyway. The first pitch, fastball, misses up as Matson bending out of the way. It's 1-0. The center fielder, Carney, was shaded a little bit on the left field side of second. That might have been the difference there for that bullet that was hit out to right center field off the bat of Big Cat. The 1-0. Matson hits this one in the air towards right field. Keaton Jepson will camp under it. Makes the catch for out number three. Wildcats tie things up on the two RBI double by Isaiah Busick. 4-4 as we head to the sixth in Clarion on your home for Humboldt Baseball.
John's Ag Service of Humboldt offers a variety of services, including sales and delivery of driveway rock, black dirt, and sand. The hardworking team at John's Ag also does building cleanup, demolition, and site excavation. John's Ag Service has heavy-duty parts for trucks, trailers, and does tractor repair with a certified staff of service technicians for heavy equipment repair. Give them a call at 332-1883 or just stop by John's Ag Service east on Highway 3 in Humboldt.
Since 1978, High Capacity has been a trusted service company providing heavy-duty tractor parts for farmers in the field. High Capacity provides clutches, water pumps, front-end parts, air conditioning parts, and cab interior products to implements and repair shops across the United States and Canada. Ask your local dealer for High Cap parts right here in Humboldt. High Capacity, a proud sponsor of Wildcat Sports. Go Cats!
4-4 tie as we head to the top of the sixth inning in Clarion. Matt here with you on 97.7 The Bolt. Kyler Sirks came on in relief of Allie Davis. Got a big strikeout of Nick Haugland to end the fifth inning. Now he faces the 8-9-1 hitters. Nick Strayer to lead off for the Lions. He's 0-2, reaching on a fielder's choice and is flied out to right. The back of the box has an open stance as he awaits the first pitch from Sirks. It misses outside 1-0. They're just joining us. It was a 3-0 lead for Clear Lake. Humboldt had whittled away at that lead, got it to 3-2. Run back for Clear Lake as the 1-0 was swung on and fouled. Back out of play. It's 1-1 on Strayer. And then Isaiah Busick came up in the bottom of the fifth inning. And one out in the inning and was able to deliver a two RBI double. The 1-1 misses high. 2-1 on Strayer. Two balls, one strike here on Strayer. Leadoff hitter in the sixth. The pitch. This one's hit in the air towards left center field. And heading back is Valley Davis, and he will make the catch. Almost as he works back over at straightaway center field. Hit it a long way, did Strayer, as he flies down for round number one. Ryder Stark will be the batter. Stark has a single, was stranded on second last inning, or back in the fourth inning, and then struck out looking back in the second. First pitch from Sirks. Swing and a miss. Set a pitch above the zone. A gift there for Sirks as the count is 0-1. The pitch went back up there. This time Stark lays off. It's 1-1. 1-1 count with one out, bases empty for the Lions here in the sixth. 1-1 misses low, 2-1 on Stark. After Stark, then it's back to the top of the order for C.J. Lester. 2-1. Strike at the knees. Stark takes, it's 2-2. Sirks 2-2. Missed in. Ball pops out of the glove of Hanson. It's around the knees. 3-2 on Stark with one out. Bases empty for the Lions. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Climb the ladder with a fastball, and he sets him down for out number two. So back to the top of the order. It's C.J. Lester. He's 0-3. He struck out twice tonight, and he's also grounded to second. Base is empty with two outs. Sirks delivers the first pitch. Fastball misses outside. It's 1-0. The 1-0. Sliced foul down the right side. It's 1-1. Ball is a strike on Lester here with two outs and the bases empty for the Lions. The pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. And the chase. It's 1-2. Ball two strikes on Lester. Two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Sirks kicks and deals. Grounded on the left side, 280 on center field at short. Double pumps over the first in time for a 1-2-3 inning for Kyler Sirks. 4-4 tie as we head to the bottom of the sixth in Clarion. We'll be back in a moment on your home for Humble Baseball.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds. You just have to get in the seat.
Find your great deal in Humboldt. Your authorized John Deere dealer is Casey Nielsen, Highway 3 East. Nothing runs like a deer.
Inferno Heaters is proud to support Wildcat Athletics. Manufactured right here in Humboldt, Inferno Heaters makes dependable heaters that perform in the toughest conditions. Specializing in direct fit heater kits for the UTV side-by-side market, Inferno has over 70 different heater kits designed just for your machine. We would like to thank our employees for their hard work throughout the year and wish the Wildcats best of luck in competition. Inferno Cap Heaters by Universal Parts in Humboldt, proud to support the Wildcats. Visit us at www.infernoheaters.com.
Kyler Sirks has retired all four hitters he has faced after coming out in relief with two outs for Valley Davis in the fifth. Had a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Bottom of the sixth inning here for Humboldt. Wildcats will have the 7-8-9 hitters Chase Hansen, Chase Flaherty, and Avion Sutterfield to dig in against Jackson Anderson, who in the first two innings had limited Humboldt to no runs. Wildcats chipped away. RBI single in the third inning by Mason Van Pelt. RBI single in the fourth inning by Chase Hansen, who's at the plate now. And then a two RBI double off the bat of Isaiah Busick. And that's how Humboldt scoring has resulted in a 4-4 game in the bottom of the sixth in Clarion against the Clear Lake Lions. Hansen 1-for-2 with that RBI single. First pitch, and Hansen hits this one in the air. Towards second base, into the outfield grass. Just a couple of steps is Haugland. One pitch and one out on the pop-up to second. And Hanson is retired. Brings up Chase Flaherty. He's popped to second, and he's also struck out swinging tonight. Looking for his first hit of the ball game with one out, and the base is empty. And a tied ball game in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch swinging. And he loops one down the third baseline into the outfield. And the shortstop, Luke Furman, into the outfield grass. A couple of steps will make the catch. And that's two pitches and two outs. And for Anderson, who needed that after last inning. So Avion Sutterfield with two quick outs stands in. if he's able to extend the inning, it's back to the top of the order for Mason Van Pelt. Sutterfield, a walk, a run scored, and a strikeout swinging. First pitch is a strike at the knees. It's 0-1. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Big cut and a miss there from Sutterfield, and he's down in a hole, 0-2. Sutterfield chokes up about a half inch on the bat. 0-2. Fastball misses high, 1-2. Anderson does have options. He's got the off speed. He's got the hard stuff here. Sutterfield trying to stay alive here with two outs in the sixth. First base side of the rubber. Anderson kicks and deals. Breaking ball is hit in the air towards right field. Right fielder Keaton Jepson running in, makes the catch. Four out number three. Anderson responds with a 1-2-3 inning in the sixth. We go to the seventh. An exciting one here in Clarion. 4-4 tie in the Class 3A Substate 3 first round. Back in a moment on KHBT.
If you're looking for top-notch electrical work in North Central Iowa, look no further than Dietrich Electric. With decades of experience, Tom, Paul, and Chris will shine a light on your next construction project, including industrial, commercial, and residential electrical needs. From new construction and maintenance to updating breaker boxes and installing lighting, they're the professionals you can trust. They take great pride in their work and in supporting Humboldt Wildcats. Call Dietrich Electric today, 332-4500.
Top of the seventh inning in Clarion. It's a 4-4 tie between Humboldt and Clear Lake. In the Class 3A Substate 3 first round, Kyler Sirks will face the 2-3-4 hitters for the Clear Lake Lions. Had a 1-2-3 sixth inning, his first full inning of work after coming on in relief of Allie Davis with two outs in the fifth. Inherited two runners and got the strikeout of Haugland there and then proceeded to get the outs of Strayer, Stark, and Lester. Sirks delivers the first pitch, and it's a fastball at the belt taken for a strike by Furman. Count is 0-1. The 0-1 from Sirks. Low for ball one. It's 1-1. Sirks 1-1 pitch. Is hit foul down the right side. It'll find the seats. Count is 1-2 on the leadoff man, Luke Furman. Furman, then Keaton Jepson and Jackson Anderson do up this inning. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the off-speed pitch and a big strikeout of Furman, and there's one gone in the seventh.
Now batting number 8, Keaton Jepson.
That's the third strikeout for Sirks. Brings up Keaton Jepson. He's been a strikeout victim twice tonight, has also reached out an error. Came in with the fifth best batting average in Class 3A as he swings at the first pitch. Grounds in on a couple of hops to Van Pelt. Over to first in time for out number two. And Jepson is retired for the third time in the ballgame. Brings up the pitcher Jackson Anderson. A ground out to third, an RBI single, and a pop up to second. Two outs, base is empty here in the top of the seventh. We're all tied up at four. Winner go home here in the first round of the postseason. First pitch from Sirk stays up. It's 1-0 as Anderson lays off. Sirk's 1-0. He is popped up on the right side of the infield. Griffin Grode into the infield grass, makes the catch. Four out, number three. 4-4 ball game heading into the bottom of the seventh. We'll see if Humboldt can walk things off here in Clarion on your home for Humboldt Baseball.
I'm Nick Earhart, sales manager at Chemna Ford in Algona, and I'm proudly from Humboldt, bringing my local expertise to every customer. At Chemna Ford, we understand you have plenty of options when it comes to purchasing or servicing your vehicle. That's why we're committed to offering an all-in-one solution. Whether you're looking for a Ford truck, Explorer for the family, or a sporty Bronco, we have what fits your needs. We also have a great selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. Visit our showroom today for an experience you deserve at Chemna Ford in Algona.
Bottom of the seventh in Clarion. 4-4 between Humboldt and Clear Lake in the Class 3A Sub-State 3 first round. The Wildcats needing a run to advance to Monday night to the Sub-State semifinals in Algona. The Wildcats have had a first-round exit three consecutive years. The last time they won a first-round Sub-State game, you have to go back to the 2021 season. Humboldt, with a run here in the bottom of the seventh, could end that drought here today and set up another NCC matchup between first and second of the conference, Algona and Humboldt. Top of the order for the Wildcats, a 1-2-3 hitters against Jackson Anderson. Unless we have a new pitcher out there, and we might. And we do have a new pitcher on the mound for the Clear Lake Lions. That new pitcher is Luke Furman. Furman comes over from shortstop. And Furman coming into the ball game here will be making his ninth appearance. He has four starts. He's 2-2, 25 and a third innings pitch, 304 batting average against, or 248 batting average against a 304 earned run average, 27 hits, 27 runs, 11 of them earned, 19 walks, 33 strikeouts. Mason Van Pelt with three hits in the ball game, and an RBI stands in to lead off the seventh. The first pitch swung on and fouled back to the screen. Off-speed pitch that Van Pelt was reaching on the outer edge. So he falls behind 0-1. So Mason Van Pelt, Valley Davis, and Isaiah Busick. The 0-1. In the dirt to the backstop. The count is 1-1. A ball and a strike here on Mason Van Pelt. Furman gets the sign, the pitch. Missed to the outside, it's 2-1. These two teams split during the regular season. Humboldt finished second in the conference behind Algona. Clear Lake right behind Humboldt in third. A 2-1, swing and a miss. Hard fastball that he blew by Van Pelt. It's 2-2. A 2-2 from Furman. Fouled back out of play by Van Pelt. He stays alive. Van Pelt back in the box. Places that right foot along the back line. It's been a guy who's bled blue and gold his whole career. Left it all on the line. You look at the gridiron. A few Unidome appearances in his career. Loved to try to advance further on the baseball field in his high school career. The 2-2 misses outside. 3-2. Every game he suits up from here on out. Could be that last in that Wildcat uniform. He's a guy that leaves nothing left in the tank when it's all said and done. The 3-2 in the dirt for ball four. Wildcats have the leadoff man on. Valley Davis, a walk and a run scored. 0-for-2 with a flyout to center and a strikeout. And now he'll have a conversation with head coach Jason Thurm down that third base coaching line, or third baseline near the third base coaching box. And Mason Van Pelt on the base paths. And the Wildcats scoring a run here would set themselves up for a Monday night date in Algona. From the stretch, Luke Furman comes set, holds at the belt. Davis shows bunt, pulls back, runner going, the throw down to second. Van Pelt is safe ahead of the throw. Van Pelt with a stolen base. Count is 0-1 on Valley Davis. So now the Wildcats with a runner in scoring position. A base hit could end things here. Furman comes set. Pickoff attempt to second. The shortstop was off the bag there. That's C.J. Lester has slid over to short. Did receive the throw as Van Pelt went back in sliding. The pitch. Davis grounds it foul as he's out in front again. Off the facing of the fence along that right field side. Davis is in a hole, 0-2. Davis rests the bat on that back shoulder, picks it back up. Righty-lefty matchup with the runner at second. No outs in the seventh. The pitch. Missed outside, 1-2. Ball two strikes on Valley Davis. Winning run is at second for Humble. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. Davis chases off the outside corner on the breaking ball for round number one. Brings up Isaiah Busick. He had the big hit last time. He was up a 2-RBI double to tie things here. And he will be intentionally walked. As the Clear Lake coaching staff after that 2-RBI double right center did not want any part of Isaiah Busick. Now Busick at first base, runner at second is Mason Van Pelt. Griffin Grote is the batter. Grote has a pair of infield singles today. One out. Runners on first and second for Humboldt. A winning run sitting at second base is Mason Van Pelt. First pitch, and it's a chopping ground ball foul down the third base line. It's 0-1. So an 0-1 count. And now running over at first base will be Jackson Flaherty. Oh and one on Griffin. Runners at first and second here for Humble. And Griffin is 2-for-3 today. Has a line out to the shortstop back in the second inning. The 0-1. Breaking ball is just called for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. One 2 count here on Griffin. Towards the back of the box. The pitch. In the dirt. 1-2 on Griffin. Griffin takes a deep breath as he steps back in the box. 1-2. The pitch. Misses outside. 2-2. Catcher Ryder Stark to go out to receive that one in the other batter's box on the breaking ball. Count stays at 2-2 here on Griffin. Furman peers in for the sign. It's a long look as he comes set. Holds at the letters. The pitch. Missed outside for ball three. It's a full count with runners on first and second. One out in the inning. The winning run sitting at second base. Griffin has 16 RBIs this season. The payoff. Foul back to the screen. Stays alive. He'll see a seventh pitch of the at-bat. Griffin steps out briefly, steps back in. Sun has set here in Clarion. Bottom of the seventh. The 3-2. Missed low for ball four. Bases are loaded for Keegan Groves. Van Pelt is 90 feet away from scoring the winning run at third. Flaherty is at second. Griffin Grote at first. Keegan the batter, and now the Clear Lake coaching staff will convene on the mound here for a discussion. A base hit wins things here. As Keegan Grote, he is 0 for 3. Came up clutch in Spencer. Has struck out twice tonight. That was back in the fourth and fifth inning, both swinging. Grounded to third back in the second. Ken Grote, another senior who has meant so much to the Wildcat programs he has been on. Deliver here in the bottom of the seventh for the Wildcats. Bases are loaded with one out. The pitch misses high for ball one. 1-0 on Keegan. Bounces a bat off that back shoulder. The 1-0. Misses high for ball two. And now Furman having some trouble locating here. After walking, Griffin has a 2-0 count on Keegan. The 2-0. Outside for ball three. And now the pressure mounts for Furman. He takes a stroll behind the mound. A deep breath, collects himself, takes off the hat, places it back on. Back on the rubber, three balls, no strike. The pitch, ball four, Humboldt walks it off. A walk-off walk, and they're heading to Algona Monday night. The sub-state drought is over. The Wildcats, for the first time since 2021, are advancing to the sub-state semifinals. A come-from-behind victory culminates in the four-pitch walk of Keegan Grote, and Humboldt wins this one 5-4 in seven. Two teams will meet at home plate, shake hands with one another. As the Wildcats pick up win number 26 on the season, Clear Lake falls to 16-9. A great season for both of these teams. And it sets up another showdown of one versus two in the NCC, a right to go to the sub-state finals coming up Monday night between Humboldt and Algona in Algona. I got a 5-4 win for the Wildcats as they walk it off on a bases-loaded walk for Keegan Grote. Post-game show is coming up next on your home for Humboldt Baseball.